Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and we have with us today as our guest in the studios, in the house, Dr. Gary Bachman. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Teresa. This is such a great morning.
We've been having fun, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
And so we are going to bring John Denver in. And
John Denver, who is this you speaks of?
There we go for the dirty word of the day. We'll listen to John, and he's going to make us feel all good.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
The dirty word of the day is edging, something that forms an edge or border. The history of early American landscape design notes that edging used in the 18th and 19th century gardens were made of products to encase a garden bed on the outside border and pathways in the landscape. Early edging material was created by using plants such as boxwoods or hollies or pliable willow branches woven in short arches. Even bricks turned sideways and upwards were placed about circular beds for interest or to keep pets and small children out of the garden. Edging provides a strong line that can be straight or curved, delineating beds from turf areas. Using edging around your bed makes landscapes look neater and allows for easier maintenance, keeping flowers and turf separated. Depending on the location, reason for use, cost, and availability, edging may be made of any substance, organic, earthen, industrial, or synthetic. Edging can be elaborate, sensible, themed, or eclectic. The most common edging materials are aluminum, metal, aluminum, bricks, corten. Corten is a metal that rusts but doesn't deteriorate. So it's a really interesting material and expensive. Plants, plastic, railroad ties, stones, willows, or they're also called wattle fences. Use your imagination. Creative edging material can be bowling balls, china plates, hubcaps, seashells, wine bottles, and different types of wood. A detailed and very interesting description of the history of edging in the landscape can be found in the History of Early American Landscape Design at the Center for Advanced Study in the Visual Arts, the National Gallery of Art, in the links that I'll post to our website today, betterlawns.com. And Lizzie will take care of that, so that'll be great. So you can find all of our dirty words of the day each week, along with what to do in your landscape, my design tips, articles, and more on betterlawns.com. So, Gary, this morning, you are a friend and an extraordinary extension professor.
Oh, you are just way too kind. But listen, thank you very much, Teresa.
Well, you have been in the studio with us this morning, and I'm too excited. Your new book, Southern Garden All Year Long, is going to be my first book upload to Teresa's Garden Bookshelf at betterlawns.com. If you want to see what I read for gardening inspiration and research and knowledge, Southern Garden Gardening All Year Long by Dr. Gary Bachman should be on your bookshelf. In it, you're going to find garden advice, beautiful photographs of plants, shrubs, and trees, useful and interesting ideas, all from Gary's lifelong experience in horticulture. So Gary, tell us a little bit about how you started writing Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening really, it was kind of a continuation of the Southern Gardening column that I write every week. I'm the host of Southern Gardening, which is the Mississippi State University Extension plant promotion brand. And so I've been writing columns for 12 years now, and we wanted to take some of the good material that I've written over the years. And I find it funny me saying that I'm writing good material, because if you listened earlier with Ray, you never really think your writing is really that good.
I mean, she has a point.
She absolutely, that really struck a note with me when she was talking about that. But this was a way to bring these ideas out in a finished form, if you would. It's Southern Gardening All Year Long is not an encyclopedic listing of plants that you must grow in your garden. It's essays grouped by month, by season, to give you ideas to that you could use. And they're really all about plants that I like.
Well, I'm telling you, you gave me ideas, and I'm going, why haven't I not heard of this plant? So there was a lot of interesting plants, but you also touch on a lot of plants that have been popular ages ago, decades ago, and are still around now but can still be used.
Absolutely. We are bombarded every year, and you know this, by all the branded plants, by all the new plants that gardeners have to buy every year. And we tend to forget about really good landscape plants because the new shiny things are coming out and being promoted. And so I try and bring that up, you know, and remind people weekly and in Southern Gardening All Year Long about these great plants.
I firmly agree. And, you know, I go looking for plants, and sometimes we can't find the older plants. All we see are the new ones. And what I liked about your advice, it's very conversational, and it's something that somebody can pick up and go, okay, I understand. And so it's easy to understand.
Right.
It what zones does it cover?
It primarily covers, I'm in zone 9A, but it's Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida. It's geared to the Southeast.
Wonderful. From Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I have joining me Dr. Gary Bachman, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Hey Florida, we know you love getting out on the water, but do you know what to wear when you're out there on the water? A life jacket, of course. And whether you're fishing, skiing, sailing, or just cruising the water, there's a perfect life jacket designed for you and your activity. Always check the label to make sure your life jacket is U.S. Coast Guard approved. Then try it on to make sure it fits properly. And then wear it. Life jackets save lives. Visit wearitflorida.com to learn more. That's wearitflorida.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Florida law requires you to remain at the scene of a crash and to call for help. Leaving the scene is a felony offense that includes losing your license and possible jail time. After a crash, stay at the scene, call for assistance, and wait for first responders to arrive. If you have information on a hit-and-run crash, report it by calling Star FHP or anonymously to Crime Stoppers at **8477. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions Mosquito Bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow these instructions on the label. Mosquito Bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm joined today by Mississippi State University Dr. Gary Bachman. And Gary, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. We're having a blast. I'm really loving it. Let's take Gail in Rockledge. Good morning, Gail. Thank you for holding on during the break, and you've been wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. I have two questions, but I don't think they'll take long.
Okay.
One is, I've been recently aware, I'll say in the last several years, of a little bush, and I wondered if you have any experience using it. It's the dwarf bottle brush called Little John.
Yes, it's one of my favorite plants.
Well, it seems like there's nothing wrong with it when I read about it. Does it have any pest problems that...
No, it's a really good one. Gary, are you familiar with the Little John bottle brush?
Not with Little John, but growing bottle brushes, you know, we don't really see any pest with them.
No. They're really good. Well, the Little Johns have a mint green leaf.
Really?
And they only get to be about 3 to 4 feet tall.
I have to write this down.
Yeah, I know. That's what it's. I love it. So it's a really good plant, Gail. It's good for your area. They don't mind salt water. So, you know, it's a good choice for you.
Well, it also says that it grows slowly, so there's not a lot of excessive trimming to keep it in bounds, and what I thought when I finally looked it up was it looks gorgeous in a pot. It says they can grow well in a pot, and it's very Mediterranean looking. I just thought it was exceptional.
It is. It's a wonderful plant, and I use it a lot, especially for bordering gardens, and it's a great hummingbird choice.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You know, it's a good plant. I definitely recommend it. So take pictures and send it to us, okay?
All right. And then my other question is, I've got a couple of crotons. I don't know their name. They're the ones that have some thin, narrow leaves that are green, of course, but splotched with yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're quite attractive, and they've gotten big. I have two near each other and then further away. But I don't know if it's something to do with that variety of croton, but they seem to drop their leaves a lot. They seem to recover, but they're always dropping these thin, strappy leaves, and it's kind of messy.
Well, one croton should not be dropping leaves, okay? So that's an indication something's going on. But two, it's wintertime. If they got cold, they'll drop their leaves,
yep.
Gary, right?
Yep.
And then also, two, irrigation. Plants, tropical plants especially, just need consistency. So, you know, we don't want you to overwater them, but they should get, especially when temperatures are warm, at least once a week watering.
Okay, well, I think they do, but I know one of them's in a kind of a damp area. In the wintertime, it never gets any sun.
Well,
the other two are in full sun all the time.
Well, which ones are dropping their leaves? Are both?
All of them.
All of them.
Three, but the two that are in the sun seem to drop the most.
Okay, so that may be an indication. You say it's a low-lying area or it stays wet in that area?
Oh, no, not where they get the sun. The one that doesn't drop the leaves quite as much is in a it's damp. It's not low-lying. It's just damp in the winter because the sun is too low. It's on the north side
okay.
of the house.
The irrigation may be an issue. Just make sure that they're getting water. I would do a calibration test with a catch can. Get a
okay.
tuna fish or a dog food or a cat food can, and then mark in it 1 inch and turn your sprinkler systems on. And see how much water that area is really getting.
Okay.
And then that'll tell you. You may need to either up your time or you may need to fix your irrigation system. It just may not be efficient and getting that area correctly.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Oh, thank you, Gail, for calling so much. I love your choice of Long John, the bottle brush. So good choice. Thank you for calling and listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. All right. Let's go to Alice. Let's go to Alice in Melbourne, if that's okay.
Well, I've got two experts there, so I thought this is a great time to ask a couple of mulch questions.
Okay.
And I just love your show. I tell everybody about it, Teresa, and I'm not going to take your time to build you all up, but you are absolutely fantastic and so kind and have even answered an email or two. So I just thank you so much.
You're welcome, Alice.
I have an oak tree that I used to just love, but now I've begun to hate it more and more because it spreads its leaves all over this time of the year and every year on everything. And I have worked very hard to put pine bark mulch around all the plants in my yard after putting black fabric around to try to keep the weeds down around the plants because they're kind of hard. The weeds are hard to get out because some of the plants grow down to the ground and it's hard to get them all out. And so I thought this plant fabric is supposed to keep the leaves out. But now I'm having problems with raking the oak leaves off the top of the pine bark or even blowing them off because then I blow everything off. You know, it just seems like it's a no-win situation because I don't want to get the pine bark all over everything. So what I'm asking is, first of all, how to get rid of the leaves that end up on top of the pine bark, but also should I put some sort of a hedging or a surround thing that they do sell at Home Depot around the whole plant.
Okay, Alice. Well, let me help you right here. Yeah.
Okay.
So I understand. And Gary, you know, the oak leaves, the live oak trees drop their leaves
right.
this time of the year, and it's normal. But it's not bad for the soil, and they can lay on the bark just fine.
Yeah, Alice, when you were describing this, if it was my yard, mm-hmm. I would just make sure I blow all those leaves up into the mulched area and use those leaves as mulching material. It's not going to hurt anything. It just changes your visual a little bit, but that would be what I would do.
So in other words, the leaves are okay even though they're acidy. I have seen some people rake their leaves all around their plants and mound them up really, really high. And I don't think that's real smart either, but some people do it. But I thought it was just adding acid because I do have very sandy soil.
Right.
That much nutrients in it, yeah.
Yeah, Alice.
But I have added a lot of black dirt.
The oak leaves get a bad rap for being acid. They really aren't. They're fine as using as a mulch in your landscape beds like that.
There you go.
No,
that's
my gosh, that's fantastic.
Thank you so much,
Alice,
for calling. All right, so Gary, your book,
yes,
Southern Gardening All Year Long.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about it and where people can get it.
Okay, the Southern Gardening All Year Long is written as an encouragement for gardeners. It's not an encyclopedic list of 500 plants that you must have in your garden. It's a list of essays of plants that I like that do well in the Southeast, and it's not just for Mississippi. It's Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, all the states across the Southeast.
I even think some Texas areas too.
Absolutely, kind of the eastern part of Texas, Florida, definitely. It's just to give you ideas and encourage you and inspire you to get out and garden. That's the idea of the book.
And it certainly does. I was excited reading it. I got it, and I was opening up the pages, and I actually was sitting in my car because I got it from in the mail, and it was, I just got excited. That's all I could say is it was very fun to read. Mm-hmm. I was writing notes, but I also, you give design ideas and, you know, practices that you can do, and it's just very easy to follow.
Right. Yeah. Ideas about plants to plant together. You know, I'm a big container gardener. What you can grow in containers. It kind of runs the gamut, but it's from my gardening experiences that I want to share with everybody, because I think gardening should be fun. It's a little bit of work, but it should be enjoyable too.
Well, I tell you, your neighbors must love you, because tell us what the day is like in your horticultural world, because you grow everything.
It professionally, as an extension horticulturist, you know, we're answering questions. Most of the time it's from people with their hair on fire that you have to answer the question right then, that you can't do a big in-depth research on the question. So extension horticulture is fun. Personal gardening, my wife and I, we have our yard as the Heritage Cottage Urban Nano Farm. We used to be market gardeners for 5 years, 52 weeks out of the year.
Wow.
We were at the farmer's market, and we still grow like crazy. We've been called zombie apocalypse homesteaders because we preserve and we can and we freeze, but we also grow in excess, just like we were at the farmer's market, and we share it with our neighbors. If you're familiar with Krispy Kreme, if the hot light is on, you know that's when it's time to go in and get that donut. Well, we have a sign that we put out in front of the house. If that sign is out, the neighbors know there's fresh veggies.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's excellent. And so Katie, what does she like to grow in the garden, or is the garden all yours?
Katie likes to make me grow things in the garden. She's the boss. I am the farm boy, is what she calls
See,
me.
See, that's like Tony. So Tony, I'm the chef, and Tony's the sous chef.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm also the chef too at home, so I grow it and I cook it.
Well, some of the posts on Facebook that you do, your food looks delicious.
We enjoy it. We don't go out to eat because we eat at a restaurant every day at the house.
That's, yeah. We are such kindred spirits.
Yes, we are.
I'm telling you. So when did you start growing? Did you start gardening when you were a child?
I can remember gardening working for my mom in the yard. You know, think, Gary, go out and do this, you know. And it's like, I really didn't want to do this. But when I was in my 30s, I went back to college. I was going to be a turf golf course guy. I decided I didn't want 400 bosses, you know, at the golf course. So then I went down the ornamental horticulture route. So I've been involved in horticulture for over 35 years now, as a researcher, teacher, now an extension professional.
How could everybody find your award-winning posts and podcasts and videos?
Facebook, Southern Gardening. Is the primary location for that. Instagram, Southern Gardening. That's where all that is located.
When we come back, we'll give that out to you again. This is the time to call us with your gardening question at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. Check out Mosquito Bits and Dunks and all the great products of our sponsor, Summit Responsible Solutions at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. I've got Gary Bachman in the house, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours. and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The raccoons are a possum. They're going to eat it. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you to all our new listeners. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. Tell them to give us a call on Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And so I can help them too. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967 or you can text at 23680. Gary, let's take some of these text messages. So this person in the Ocala area said, when to apply St. Augustine in Central Florida. So really, basically in the South, you can thaw at any time of the year.
Yeah, as long as it's not, I don't recommend when it's extremely cold.
Right.
You don't get as cold as we do in Mississippi, but yeah, yeah, really, you can just, as long as it's available, you can lay sod.
That's what I'm thinking. It's something like right before a freeze that's going to get down into the 20s and 30s, not a good time.
Right.
But, you know, anything over 40 degrees, you can sod every year.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So go for it right now. That's great. Excuse me. So this one says, hi, Teresa. We want to plant a 12-foot row of shrubs that will get about thigh high. They will be in full sun in Polk County, and we like the look of boxwood, but don't know if this is the best plant. Any suggestions? And thank you, Lisa and Richie, for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And so, Gary, what are some of your suggestions?
Well, I've got a new plant or a group of plants that I just love, and I think might just fit the bill. It's called Distillium. It's kind of a new landscape shrub. You probably have to go to an independent garden center and ask them for it. But there's lots of different shapes and sizes and growth habits. But there's one that's called, and I'm looking, I've got it right here. I think it's Copper Tone. And it is going to top out about 4 foot high, about 4 foot wide. You don't have to prune it. It's just going to kind of be just kind of that natural free form that's not, you know, that you don't go crazy with, that you got to, you know, trim it up. It stays kind of uniform, but it looks natural.
I think that's a great choice. Yeah. She can also go, again, with the Little John bottle brushes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She can go with even flowering shrubs. So Lisa and Richie, you can go through plumbago, even hibiscus,
yes.
Although hibiscus likes to be a little bit more watered. Mm-hmm. You definitely want to make sure that you're irrigating or that they have access to water.
Yep.
So that's
going to
be important in the sandy soils of Polk County.
Yep.
Okay, good question. So, and then our gremlin gardener with the gremlins, she followed up. It's puzzling because whenever it picks the full tomatoes right off the stem and carries it away, no evidence is left. And she kind of means like scat and droppings.
Right.
These are really big tomatoes. And she said, can mice pick and carry such big tomatoes away?
Probably not. I think you and I were talking about this. You know, it's probably a raccoon.
A raccoon or a possum.
Yeah.
Or a rat, even.
A rat will actually climb the tomato plants and cut the fruit off. And it will drag it away. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So the unknown culprit even dug up and carried my red lettuce plant. That's what made me think that it was a raccoon or a possum, that it dug a plant up. Because rats won't dig plants
up.
No. They'll just chomp on it.
Yep.
And so I've seen a rabbit elsewhere in the community, but not possums. Yeah, but you know, you're not seeing what it is. And they come in the middle of the night and they just kind of sneak
through.
That's
right.
Other than trapping, are there any natural repellents, Gary, you know of, that could keep away the suspects?
You know, natural repellents, you know, there are companies that sell products. You're really, your best bet is going to, you know, without trapping, is going to be exclusion, you know, and that's putting a fence up.
Yeah, fence or like chicken wire, you know, even chicken wire cloches will help.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, or a little cage on top of it.
Right.
You know,
yes.
And so, you know, that's our only thought. So, thank you so much for the questions, and we can tell you're really frustrated with this little thing. So I would set up a camera and see what you have. All right, so let's get to Beverly. Thank you so much, Beverly, for waiting. How are you doing in Tallahassee?
Well, cold but fine, thank you.
I was just telling Gary, you're one of our favorite callers, and so
that's kind.
Well, update us on your thyme and celery.
Well, so, excuse me. Why is it you always wait to get on the phone and then you get a croak in your throat?
Yeah.
So my thyme is really enjoying having water. it's like, it's a miracle. And then I've planted several of the celery bottoms, and they sprout right up. But I don't think they like the cold weather. I'm going to have to move some pots inside for the next few I do. And I did want to tell you, a few weeks back, you had a guest who talked about birds in the yard.
Yes.
And how birds, like you were talking about the lubber grasshoppers or
yes.
whatever.
Yes.
And she was singing the praises of the birds, and I've never had those, but I got lots of birds. The goldfinches have finally moved down here, and they're one of my favorite transitory birds. So I just wanted to touch base. I got lots to talk about, but I don't want to take up the rest of the show. I could take up the rest of your life.
I know you can, and I can't wait to talk to you, but you can call back every week, okay, Beverly?
Well, okay, I'm going to try and come to the Wildflower Festival.
Oh, I'd love that. We're going to be speaking at the Wildflower Festival in February. So
I'd love to see you and Tom, and then you'll be sorry.
No, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Beverly. Appreciate it. Let's go to Gwen in West Melbourne. Good morning, Gwen. How can we help you?
Good morning. This is my first time to call in, so I'm a little nervous. I'm actually from Mississippi. So hello, Gary.
Well, hello, Hail State. I hope you're a State fan.
Oh, hottie toddy.
Oh, hottie toddy. We're cousins. We're good.
That's right. So I recently moved here last July, and I have a ton of daylilies, amaryllis, agapanthus at my place in Mississippi, and I want to bring them down here, but I'm a little concerned about how sandy the soil is, how much amending do I need to do, should I just go with build beds up and make raised beds?
I'll tell you, Gwen, I am a big fan of raised beds, especially if your soil is going to be sandy and you can kind of construct, the potting soil that will be great for those plants. You wouldn't have any problems, bringing those down here and putting them in the yard.
They're going to be just fine. Also, amending the soil will help. But your crinums they do like a little bit of moisture. They're actually swamp plants. And so they do like a little bit more moisture. Your amaryllis will like a little bit of moisture. Daylilies like a little bit of moisture. So having that raised bed, adding compost to the soil, is going to be perfect for you. Yeah. They'll love it down here. Thank you so much, Gwen, for calling
thanks,
in to Better Lawns and Gardens. We're going to be right back. We've got more text messages. If you have a gardening question, you can call us at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. Carolyn Winter Garden, we're going to be right back with you. Thank you so much.
Life happens. Getting married, moving, new baby, loss of health insurance. If you had a life-changing event, you may qualify for a special enrollment period in the health insurance marketplace. Visit healthcare.gov and see if you qualify. Need help? A navigator from Covering Florida can help you through the process and find the best plan for you and your family. Visit coveringflorida.org or call 1-877-813-9115 to make an appointment. Assistance is always free and confidential.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is our last segment, so you still have time to get your gardening question in. Gary, though, I wanted to tell everybody where they could get a signed copy of Southern Gardening all year long.
Sure, Teresa. The easiest way is to contact me through the Southern Gardening Facebook page. Send me a message, and we can work out the logistics of that. The books can be ordered themselves from the University Press of Mississippi, or from Amazon. Either way, they're available.
Either way. But if they want a signed copy, they should get a hold of you on Facebook.
Right. And maybe you can put my contact information up on the...
I will.
Maybe that's the best way to do it.
I will definitely do it. When we upload the show.
When you upload the show.
I'll put it on in that. So if you can go to betterlawns.com or Better Lawns webpage on Facebook, and it'll be right there. You can get a hold. So, Lizzie, you had some calls come in?
Yes. Roy from Windermere, who calls all the time, he's a really good listener. He wanted to give a shout out to you guys and be like, this is the best, and he loves you guys. It's a great show. He said he's really enjoying this. Also, he said he wanted to give a shout out to Tom.
Tom and Joni are great. They're doing wonderful, and I love seeing them. So they'll appreciate that, Roy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Roy.
Okay, so let's go to Joe in Georgia. Good morning, Joe. How can we help you?
Hi. I've got some very old muscadine grapes that are really overgrown, and I'm wondering when I could cut them back and how far do I cut them back?
Well, now is the time of the year to do it. They're pretty much dormant right now. So it just depends on, you know, if they're on the ground or in a tree or on a trellis, how you have them. January, February is the time to cut back grapes.
Yep.
They're on a trellis, and they're it's like a huge dome up there of vines.
Okay. Well, Gary, what do you suggest for cutting back where you are in Mississippi?
If you got a muscadine that's really
healthy,
overgrown healthy, right? I would try to identify two or three main branches going through there, and just start removing back to those main branches, and it's going to look like it's going to be bare, but cutting back to those main branches, leaving some stubs. You'll leave the buds that will produce the new growth for this year.
And then, Joe, what I was going to say was make sure that you're cutting it back every winter.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's going to keep them at a good maintenance and growth pattern.
Do I cut them back at the level of the trellis, or do I go down below where the stumps and the are for the
I wouldn't go plant. Below the level of the trellis. You get down back to the main trunk, you're really going to delay the regrowth of that.
And you may not see, good growth for a couple of years.
Right.
So I would just take them down to the top of the trellis. All right?
Awesome.
Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it so much. In Tallahassee, Rick in Tallahassee says, when do I plant green beans, corn, okra, squash, tomatoes? And he said, great show. Thank you.
Well, that's fantastic. Probably Tallahassee, you're probably good. Those large seeded veggies, you're probably good to start now. Tomatoes, I'm always cautious with tomatoes. If you haven't sown seed already to start your transplants, start those inside. But if you've got transplants, I wouldn't put them outside yet, probably till 15th of March. See, I am just cautious on tomatoes.
I agree with you. 15th of March is usually about the latest we get a freeze.
Right.
And by then, the seeds are already gone. And so when you put them out at the 15th of March, they'll be pretty good for another couple of weeks.
Right.
So we're out of the winter season, totally. So, but that brings up a really good point that I'd like to get your opinion on.
Here we go.
I know. I'm so excited. So what do you think, about the Almanac and all of the predictions that are coming for the winter? Because they said that this year for Florida, winter is over now and warmer than normal. North Florida is going to get more rain and South Florida is going to get less rain. How do you feel about these predictions, weather predictions?
I like to read them and I like to see, how accurate they are. Because let's face it, when we listen to our local weather folks, it's hard sometimes to get the weather 2 days from now locally instead of an entire region. I think there's something to it, and you can track it over time. Yeah, and some things line up. I go by the local weather. I go by our historical frost-free days. Mm-hmm. I think those are a better indicator, but it's fun to try and plan the other way too.
And so I kind of like to keep it, because I know it's more scientific based now, the weather reporting. And so that they're looking at the air current patterns, the La Niñas, the El Niños. And so they can kind of guesstimate about 3 months ahead of time with those weather patterns. But beyond that, I don't see how they can make those kind of predictions.
Right.
But it's fun.
It is fun. Absolutely, it's fun.
And you know what? They've got me hooked. I have to buy one every year. They got it going there. Yep. So that's funny. So if you have a gardening question, you can give us a call. We have a few more minutes. 1-888-455-2967. If you would like Gary's book, and I guarantee you will enjoy it. It is a fun book. It is nice and printed. It makes a great gift, a good read. And it's for the beginning gardener, Gary, or even the established gardener. I was amazed at how much I learned from it.
Well, I appreciate that, Teresa. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I got so excited. I said, I got to mark that down. And
right.
I think about that. I got to mark that down. And so it's a nice book. It's not expensive, but it gives you ideas. And I think that's what all gardeners are looking for,
right?
Are ideas.
Absolutely.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah, and the pictures are gorgeous.
They are. Now, did you take every picture?
I took every, believe it or not, I took every picture in that book.
They are beautiful. They are beautiful. And the press, University Press, did a great job.
Yes, they did.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. So now you're here in the area. What are you going to be doing this weekend with Katie?
Well, this weekend, I'm going to go back. I'm going to find a cup of coffee downtown. Going to watch every, kind
he's
of.
He's staying at the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora.
We're going to people watch, and then we're going to go and do the wine stroll
with
one of my former students who is a UF extension agent here, Brooke Moffis.
Oh, Brooke, you're going to see Brooke. Give her a big hug and a kiss for me.
I will. But I've known Brooke since she was a student of mine 22 years ago, and we have kept in touch.
And she followed you into extension. That's wonderful. She's
absolutely
brilliant.
Yes, she is.
Well, that sounds like fun. And so if you would like to hear the podcast, if you missed any of today's show, you can go on to betterlawns.com and download it, or you can go to iHeartRadio, iTunes, And we're on like 15 to 20 different types of podcasts, Spotify, and all those different kinds of podcasts. But you can also go to our Facebook page and you can like it. And I'm going to post a picture of Gary and I, and you can see our wonderful smiles. And just love the way Gary teaches gardening. It's just, we are kindred spirits.
We are. It is a fun industry. It took me 30 years to get here, but once I found horticulture, that was the end. That's what I was going to do.
Oh, Carolyn from Winter Garden. She's panicking here. So she said, "Hey there, I like your answer on container tomato plants. So Gary, what kind of tomato plants do you recommend?"
Well, I like to grow determinate tomatoes. Because in South Mississippi, we have two seasons, spring and fall. It gets too hot in the summertime. And I like black Ethiopian. I like Homestead.
Yes.
I like Black Sea. Kate's favorite is Angora Super Sweet.
Oh, wow.
Orange Blossom.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like to grow tomatoes. I don't like to eat fresh tomatoes. It's just
there you go, Carolyn. Those are some recommendations. Also, too, you can try the Sweet 100s, the cherry tomatoes, yeah, and Better Boy, and I love those. So those are great choices. I want to thank our first guest, Ray Chesney, for her passion and knowledge and research on the iconic American anthropologist and locally celebrated author Zora Neale Hurston. Please, if you're not familiar with Zora Neale Hurston, get Ray Chesney's book, Dear Zora. Zora needs to be honored and celebrated as an important author and documentary research, which helps preserve American history. And I can't thank our guest, Dr. Gary Bachman, for brightening our studio with his wonderful smile and laugh this morning. He and helping answering your questions today. His book, Southern Gardening All Year Round, is your next gardening book. And I'm going to put links on the Facebook page.
That's fantastic.
For Better Lawns and Gardens.
Thank you very much, Teresa, for having me today. And we'll do this again because we will be back to at least Mount Dora.
So, I know. Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm so appreciate that. Yeah, no, you're welcome back anytime. Special thank you to Summit Responsible Solutions, maker of mosquito bits and other environmentally responsible pest controls. My recommendation to everyone who has bromeliads and water features, check out the solutions at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Lizzie, thank you for all your production work. I so appreciate you.
I'm just glad that Gary was here to help.
Well, I tried, and thank you, Lizzie, for all the great comments and reviews here. So
you're welcome.
Thank you to everyone who listens to Better Lawns and Gardens and the callers and texters. We couldn't do it without you. Join Lizzie and I next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowCOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.